Apparently, the folks involved in a recent Idaho gun show don't listen to my Sportsman Spotlight segment. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Listen to a segment I recently did after calling gun expert, gun enthusiast, Al Strupp.
I think the first thing you want to do is just follow the gun safety rules. You always treat a gun as it's loaded, and you want to watch where you point it and keep your finger off the trigger till you're ready to shoot. That's just standard rules. You can go through the gun safety course. The state offers that to anybody before they go hunting. Everybody has to go through that now. That's required by law. I'm not sure what the circumstances was, whether if he was just standing there unloading his gun and he shot him, then obviously he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, and he was not pointing a gun in a safe direction. That's the first thing you always do. You always want to keep the barrel of your gun pointed in a safe direction, okay?
Well, unbelievable as it seems, and as reported in the Idaho Statesman, for the second time in 3 years, an accidental gun discharge injured someone at a gun show at Expo Idaho in Garden City. It turns out that a 74-year-old gun vendor from the state of Washington told investigators he was securing a Savage Arms B Mag 17 caliber bolt-action rifle when the weapon discharged, striking two men. The injuries, fortunately, were not believed to be life-threatening. So if people with guns didn't listen before, then listen now. Always treat a gun as though it is loaded. It's a lot safer that way.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.